We're joined now by former Knoxville girls basketball great Katie Kitchis, now playing for University of Omaha. Katie, good to see you.
Yes, I haven't seen you in so long, Derek. It's so good to see you. You surprised me.
Yeah, finally got a chance to see you play in your second year. But obviously, the game this past Saturday against St. Thomas, it didn't go the way you wanted it to. But let's just kind of talk about your second year. How you thought things went.
Yeah, personally as a team, I guess as a team, there's a lot of learning this year. We have lots of new people, but half the team's new, lots of freshmen. So it was a lot of learning, a lot of getting to know each other, all that stuff. But we definitely improved each time we stepped out on the court every day. But it's definitely going to take some work to keep learning and to keep getting better each day to hopefully have our better season next year like we've been hoping for.
What do you think you have improved on the most with your game in the last year?
Yeah, for me, I think I've improved a ton. There's a lot of work left to do. But just that first year, like everyone says it's a weird year and I didn't believe them. Well, it was. It was like trying to learn, like, okay, this is college basketball. This is how it's played. Like, these girls are faster, stronger, quicker, all that stuff. The game is just a little different. And just getting to know my coaches, getting my teammates, it was all new. So I've definitely improved going from my first year to second year, just overall in every aspect.
Plus, last year was such a strange year with COVID and all the mitigations. I'm sure this year, still not totally normal, but as normal as we're going to get probably for, a little while.
Yeah, last year was a mess. This year was a little better, but hopefully next year will be good.
Let's talk about what, these 2 years. I'm sure you've had a lot of fun here and got to go play in a lot of cool places. I know you went to Iowa State this year, University of Kansas. Your dad was pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, the Allen Fieldhouse. Oh, my gosh. Like, when I go back on my phone and just look at a picture from there, like, I just get butterflies. That was the most amazing experience ever, playing at the Allen Fieldhouse.
Let's talk about the future here. Obviously, Coach will have meetings, here in the next couple of weeks, but what do you foresee yourself, next 2 years as, the senior class is now leaving the program?
That's tough. We do have like two girls coming back, like they have that extra COVID year, so they're coming back, at least I think so. I definitely see I just have to improve my game in every aspect. We all do. We all have to be improved and get better, and really our game IQ and knowing what to do also needs to get better, so every one of us just has to be in the gym and working together all the time.
What's it like, what was it like this year starting, I know you in high school, that's a different story, but you started in high school, but this year you were kind of a main starter this year.
Yeah, I was this year, and that's cool, that's fun, but obviously it doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day, so got to keep working and got to get better.
What are some things that you have kind of checked off as, okay, I need to do this, this, and this to be even better next year?
Yeah, I have really, my knees, I've had problems this year. I've really bad some quad tendonitis going on. So my first step is to get better because I can't do anything right now without getting better. So I have to get better. But then after that, it's going to be just a slow process. And I'm just going to try, I really just want to be more aggressive offensively, getting to the rim to finish, stuff like that. My shooting was very well improved this year, so keep that going. But, yeah, and my defense is great. I just hustle all the time. I'd like to say I hustle all the time, and I just try to do the little things correctly. So
I've known you for several years. You're not the most patient person, so does this kind of – you have to remind yourself, okay, this is a process here and not, okay, I'm not the big star. I've got teammates who, if I'm not having a good night, they can pick me up.
Yeah, the process, everyone says trust the process, and I'm definitely trying. It does get challenging some days, but, yeah, it's a one day, one step at a time.
Katie, good to see you as always, and best of luck. Hopefully you can come out here to Omaha and see you play a couple more times.
Yes, please do. It was great seeing you.